There's a story told of a brother and sister, Johnny and Sally, going to visit their grandmother and grandfather on the family farm. And Johnny was given a new slingshot. And so he was out practicing. He went out to the woods and was practicing the slingshot. And no matter how much he tried, he couldn't even hit the biggest of targets. He would miss trees, miss everything. He was very frustrated. He headed back to the farmhouse. And just then he saw his grandmother's favorite pet duck. And was just floating in the edge of the water. And she takes out his slingshot and so goes to shoot it. And sure enough, he hits it and kills it dead. And he's terrified. He looks, grabs the duck, pulls it over, puts it and hides it underneath a whole pile of woods. Only to look back at his sister standing at the edge of the staring. She never said a word, went back into the house. Later that night, after the dinner was over, grandmother says to Sally, Sally, I want you to help me clean the dishes after dinner. And she smiles and says, oh, Granny, I would love to do that. But Johnny promised that he wanted to do it instead of me. And then she looks over and whispers, remember the duck. Johnny did the dishes. The next morning they got up and Grandpa says, hey, Sally, I'd like you to come out fishing with me today. And Grandmother says, no, I need Sally to help bake some pies with me for dinner. And she says, oh, Granny, I'd love to, but Johnny said he wants to do the baking and help you baking. He leans over and says, remember the duck. And so Sally goes out fishing. And so this continues for a couple more days until eventually Johnny couldn't take it anymore. He breaks down in tears and tells the whole truth to his grandmother, of which he says, I know, I saw the whole thing from inside. I was watching. I was just waiting to see how much longer you would hold yourself captive to Sally's revenge. And it's a funny story, but it's actually very close to the truth for so many of us. Not that we kill the dog, but that we hold each other's sins against each other. We hold on to them. We call it, we have a nice name for it, we might call it like, I'm not ready to forgive. I haven't got there yet. It's just too painful to think about. But ultimately, it's unforgiveness. Ultimately, it's remember the duck. We hold people's sins against them, sometimes for a long, long, long time. But here's the really strangest thing about all that, is that we think, and here's the really strange, we think if I don't forgive you, you've hurt me, and if I don't forgive you, I think I'm putting you in a prison cell, that somehow you don't deserve the freedom. The only person who got locked up is me, not you. Oftentimes these hurts that people do to us, they themselves who've done the hurt are often oblivious. They themselves, they don't remember, and even if they did, I don't know if they care. But we have held on to this unforgiveness, this hurt, this pain. And as the first reading reminds us, we're not meant to play victim to our own hurts. We're meant to actually insist on forgiving others. Why? Not only for their good, but for our good. For our freedom. And that's what Paul's letter to the Romans is all about. Is this whole letter, it reminds us that when we remain in Christ, we are to remain free. And the way to remain free is to forgive, and to forgive every time. The whole theme of forgiveness is through all these readings today, but is most poignantly in today's gospel. When Peter, who feels rather accomplished, is saying, how often must I forgive? Seven times. Like he's really proud that he's done seven times. And Jesus sort of almost mocks it by saying, not seven times, but 77 times. Which seven was considered a whole number. 77 was basically saying every time. We're called to forgive every single time. So what does that look like for us? What does it look like to be people who will forgive always? Is that now? Is that what we look like now? I mean, are we known in our family as the person who always forgives, that goes to the hurts? Or are we the one in the family who everybody knows holds on to grudges? Are we the ones that, don't bring up Brendan. Oh, Derek, don't say anything about that. Are we the one who holds on? Have we got a reputation to be cantankerous, to be difficult, to be unforgiving? Because if it is, that is completely counter to what it means to be Christian. To be Christian, in Christ's words today, is for all of us, is to always forgive. No matter how much people have hurt us. It's to never play victim to the hurts of the past. And the part of this really important is to realize that we gain or keep our freedom that Christ has given to us when he died upon the cross for our sins. He forgave us our sins. And so we remain in that freedom when we forgive. And to the extent that we do not forgive is to the extent that we actually limit our own freedom. Because we're constantly thinking of the past, of some hurt that has happened in the past. Now look, forgiving other people is super important. But there are two people we find the hardest to forgive. You know who those two are? Ourselves is number one, and God is number two. We find it hard to forgive ourselves. We find it hard to set ourselves free from the mistakes and the errors and the poor judgments that we've made, the things we've said, the things we've done, the things that we've said and not done or not said. So we're called to forgive ourselves. And then we're also called, and it seems strange to say, is to forgive God. We sometimes hold God accountable for all the other stuff that goes wrong. Why things went wrong. It's God's fault. God's ultimately controlled, so we can always hold it against God. Now, he is forgiving us. And what today's first reading says, ought we not then forgive everyone else, especially God, for the hurts, for the things that have happened to us that we didn't, quote unquote, deserve? So today, if you are tempted to hold on to any hurts, whether they are caused by somebody else, whether they are your own, or whether it's God, just remember the duck. Remember the duck. How much more are you going to hold on to it and be held slave to the unforgiveness? I encourage you, I plead with you to leave it at this table today. To let it go. And to promise to continue to work at letting it go. Because in the end, it's our freedom that we give up.